Good morning. I'm Kate Botello in very special company at 9 o'clock this hour. Now, between the two of us, first I will let you know that Betsy Willis from the Old Town Playhouse is here because The Importance of Being Earnest opens on September the 13th. But I'd also like to tell you that, all rise, the Lady Augusta Bracknell is here with us in Studio B today, gracing us with her presence. Lady Bracknell, welcome.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I don't know how to address you. I haven't been told.
My mother-in-law refers to me as Lady Catherine of Interlaken. That will do.
Lady Catherine of Interlaken.
Catherine of Interlaken.
How very nice. Thank you very much, Lady Catherine.
Well, welcome. Welcome, Lady Bracknell. Lady Bracknell, an august Victorian personage. And we're happy to have you here. Please tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, of course, you know, I live in the highest society in London. Lord Bracknell and I entertain often. In fact, our last reception of the season is coming up very, very soon. We shall have some lovely music, because, of course, we always do. And my fabulous nephew, Algernon, always arranges it for me. He's quite astute in his musical knowledge,
oh,
I must say.
Good to have talent in the family.
It is. But I should not neglect to mention my children, who are also, of course, amazingly beautiful children. My darling Gwendolyn, you know, she's very unspoilt and very simple and lovely to look at, which is really the most important thing, let's be honest. She must be lovely to look at. And my son, who is, well, he's a bit caddish, shall we say? But anyway, they're lovely, and I have been married to Lord Bracknell for several years. We were introduced by my dear friend, the Prince of Wales, and we've been married very happily, I may say, and had two children, and of course, just move in high society circles.
Well, that's marvelous, and I'm very much looking forward to what I'm sure is your very refined taste in music. And I believe we even, coming up a little later, have some music recommended by your friend, the Prince of Wales. So we will,
yes,
of course, take a moment to hear that. But first, you've chosen music for us today. First, a piece of music by Sir Arthur Sullivan.
Yes, before he became acquainted with that Mr. Horrible William Gilbert and started making those terrible operettas. I don't know where anyone goes to hear them. They're horrible, really terribly horrible. But anyway, we have this much more suitable piece of music, The Last Chord by Sir Arthur Sullivan. And I think you'll all enjoy it. Well, I hope you will, although it's a bit dour. But anyway, I should think it will be quite good.
And this is performed by Eleanor David. Thank you, Lady Bracknell.
One day at the organ,
Eleanor David performed The Lost Chord by Sir Arthur Sullivan, a tune chosen for you by Lady Bracknell, Lady Augusta Bracknell, who's here visiting us from the universe of the importance of being earnest. Lady Bracknell, thank you so much for joining us today. That's a lovely tune. I noticed you tapping your toes and humming along. You seem to enjoy that very much.
It's lovely. It's so moving to listen to, don't you agree? And I know it's about death, but really it is quite good, quite good. Much better than the later things he's written.
Now, I have a question for you about that. You seem to be disapproving of the work of W.S. Gilbert. You don't care for operetta?
Oh, no, Lady Catherine. It's completely for the commoners. And, of course, we could not possibly enjoy it. It would lower ourselves to that level. And I don't think it's worth it, really. If you're going to go out for a night of entertainment, you should go to something lovely, you know, and classical. And, well, for instance, you know, they've just started the new promenade
BBC Proms.
Yes,
as we call them.
Yes, and they're lovely. And on the 10th of August, we went to the initial one. It was really quite gorgeous. Music was fabulous. And you saw everyone who was everyone, which, of course, you know, is a part of why you go. So I must say, I just don't think they're suitable. And I know they're about English things, and I probably should like them because they are about English things. But I just think it lowers all of us to try to engage in that sort of humour. I don't you think? It just doesn't seem proper.
Well, for you, certainly, I'm sure substance is of great importance. And of course, since you attended the very first night ever of the Proms, that was in August of 1895, and I'm sure you heard some very edifying music. I have a piece of music here that you've chosen for us next by a composer of some substance.
Well, of course, the German composers are really the best. You know, their music is not silly like those French songs. And it's a lovely language, and it's so proper, you know?
Certainly.
And my guests always enjoy German music. I have to avoid those French songs whenever possible, which makes me a little sad. There are a couple of things I do like. But people think that they're vulgar. And so, you know, and that it's shocking. And I can't have that kind of thing at my receptions. So we do have to go with the German. And I'm so glad that they led the promenades off with that at the Queen's Hall in Langham Palace, which is where it was held, of course. And so we're leading off with this part. We're not leading off. We've already had a piece of music. I'm so sorry. But the Proms started with this overture from Rienzi by Richard Wagner. And I believe that's how you pronounce it. Is that right? Wagner?
Wagner, yes.
It's different than the way we pronounce. We would Wagner. Say Wagner, of course.
Yes,
but
of course.
He likes Wagner. And so I think we should respect that.
All right, we'll be respectful. Also, I thought you might enjoy this recording, Lady Bracknell, because it's endorsed by the Prince of Wales. This is the Royal Edition.
Well, of course it is. I wouldn't have expected you to choose anything other than the Royal Edition.
Leonard Bernstein conducts the New York Philharmonic for some substantive music, the Overture to Rienzi by Richard Wagner. Leonard Bernstein conducted the New York Philharmonic, performing the Rienzi Overture by Richard Wagner, that recording from the Royal Edition endorsed by Prince of Wales, in order to please our special guest today, Lady Augusta Bracknell.
Thank you so much. You know, the Prince of Wales would have been so appreciative of that particular piece of music, the way it was done. It was lovely. But you know, I am a little off-put here. I've not been offered any refreshment of any kind, and I could use a little cup of tea if it wouldn't be imposing all too much for you.
Oh, goodness, of course. Yes, if you could just step that way for just a moment. I have a full tea set waiting for you. If you're just joining us here on Old Town at the Interlochen Public Radio, Betsy Willis is here from the Old Town Playhouse. The Importance of Being Earnest opens on the 13th of September, and she has brought in character the personage of Lady Augusta Bracknell, if you are wondering what is going on. And Lady Bracknell is playing us Lady Bracknell's favorite music in a way to help you get to know the character of this show and of the show itself. By Oscar Wilde. Oh, she's coming back with her tea now. Was there enough lemon for your Earl Grey, Lady Bracknell?
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you so much. A cucumber sandwich would not have gone amiss, but it's all right. I shall just soldier on as it is.
Well, we'll see if we can scrounge up some bread and butter at the very least.
Oh, I would hope so. Thank you.
Now, Lady Bracknell, we just heard a piece of music that was performed at the first ever night of the BBC Proms. We have another piece of music that you've chosen for us that was featured in our recording from the last night of the Proms.
Oh, how very fitting, you know, and it is such a lovely piece of music. It really is almost the anthem of the English, this next piece. It just represents so wonderfully our stoicism and our regard for country and oh, so many things. I really enjoy this piece of music very much.
Lady Bracknell,
yes.
What in your mind is the best thing about being British?
Oh, my darling, is there anything you would not want to be British? I think it's lovely. Well, of course, you know, we have this wonderful way of living. We have our monarchy is just outstanding. They give us such a sense of pride and class, and everything they do is so lovely. The Queen was such a beautiful lady, and I don't know. We have so many things. Tea, for instance, the tradition of having tea in the afternoon is so lovely. It relaxes you and takes away any stress that you might have had. Of course, I have no stress in my life, but for those people who do have stress, I think it's very nice. And you know, it's particularly nice because it seems to transcend all the classes. Everyone seems to love a cup of tea, which is very good. I wish our weather were a bit better, but I suppose we have to have something in our life that's not perfect, since the rest of being British is so good. And you know, we have a great deal of influence all over the world, so that's a good thing about being British, I think.
Yes, you could say that. So tea and a nice stalwart character.
Yes.
Monarchy and a touch of imperialism. Excellent. Music now from Sir Hubert Parry. This is Jerusalem, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on the last night of the BBC Proms on Interlochen Public Radio.
England's mountains green.
Jerusalem by Sir Hubert Parry. Sir Charles Groves conducted the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on the last night of the BBC Proms. Our featured soloist, Sarah Walker. Lady Augusta, you may be seated now. She's been standing and singing along heartily.
Sorry. It's just so lovely. It's such an uplifting song, isn't it? I mean, it really is a gorgeous piece of music, and it just rises at every occasion. It just, oh, I love it. I have a little bit of vapours, I think.
Well, I hope you're enjoying this very much. By the way, we are here with Lady Augusta Bracknell, her very own self, here visiting us from The Importance of Being Earnest, and she has chosen some elegant, stalwart, proper music for us to listen
proper
to
proper music, that's right. Proper music is so important. You don't want to have anything, you know, that's that doesn't have any substance to it.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe we will all experience a little growth here, a little depth, with music next from Felix Mendelssohn. Now, this is a German composer.
Yes, well, German music is respectable music, you know. And people tell me that the language is fabulous. I don't speak any German, but I do enjoy listening to it. It sounds so strong, doesn't it? It's not that romantic languages, you know, where you're like French and Spanish and Italian and all those. But anyway, German, it sounds so respectable, and my friends really enjoy it. Now, because I don't know German, I thought perhaps I would choose something with no words, so I don't have to actually think about the words. I can just enjoy the music. So that's why I have chosen this piece of music.
Well, what we're about to hear is A Song Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn. This one is
quite apropos, I think.
Sweet Remembrance, and it's performed by a pianist that you've approved. Her name is Ilse von Alpenheim.
Well, yes, you see, that's another very solid name, I think. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Ilse von Alpenheim, our Lady Bracknell-approved pianist, performing works a music by Felix Mendelssohn, The Song Without Words, number one in E, otherwise known as Sweet Remembrance. Hey, Lady Bracknell, look over there for just a moment.
Oh, what's
if
happening?
You're just tuning in to Interlochen Public Radio, this is Kate Botello. Good morning. I'm here with Betsy Willis from the Old Town Playhouse in anticipation of the opening of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest on the 13th of September. And Betsy has brought Lady Bracknell in person into the studio to choose some of her favorite music for us. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed that. It just seemed to walk by. I thought it was the tea cart going by. My apologies, Lady Bracknell.
Well, I should hope so. I don't like being put off like that. It is,
I do apologize. I must not insult you. And I, of course, want to make sure that you're happy before you leave us here today. I know you've chosen one more wonderful piece of music for us, but I have a question for you.
All right.
You've been expressing your, how shall I say, reluctance, suspicion, I'm not sure, of all things French.
Yes.
This morning, in this yes. hour. But you've chosen music by a French composer.
Well, I have, because, you know, I really, really wanted to choose something by my friend Mr. Elgar. But most of his things are not well known yet. And he is taking some of my advice, however. I have said to him, I think we need something, some music that's more pompous, you know? And so I think he's looking at some publishing something about that soon. But since I couldn't choose that, I thought that I would do something else. There are some French songs that are not bad. Again, no words, so you don't have to get, you know, wonder what they're talking about, all of those horrible things. And this one is quite good, I think, by Mr. Oh, I hate these French names. You never get them right, you know. It looks to me like Saint Sen, but I don't know that that's correct. Anyway, and he's got this incredibly difficult first name, Camel or something. Do you know how to pronounce that, dear?
That would be Camille Saint-Saëns.
Really?
Indeed.
Oh, I would never have guessed that.
That's quite all right. We don't expect you to speak French, Lady Bracknell. Thank you.
That's very kind of you. I wish I did, but I'm so busy doing other things. I can't possibly. Now, Gwendolyn is studying French, so she should be good, quite good at it, I'm sure.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully she'll keep you abreast.
I hope so.
But this particular piece of music is one that's a good piece of music for saying goodbye.
Oh, yes, well, I hear that. Something about a swan song or something, right?
Yes.
About saying goodbye, yes. So, yes, this is very nice. And but if I am going to listen to French songs, I'd prefer the orchestral works, which is what this is. So,
well, you've chosen for us a recording of a British cellist, Stephen Isserles, with the London
lovely.
Symphony Orchestra, Michael Tilson Thomas, and possibly pianist Dudley Moore. We shall see. But we will thank Lady Bracknell so much for bringing her august personage to us this morning on Interlochen.
How very kind of you to have me. I've really enjoyed myself. It's been a lovely morning. Thank you so much.
Well, ta, thank you so much. And we'll see you at the Old Town Playhouse on September the 13th.
Thank you, love.
Next, the Swan Song from Lady Bracknell. This is again Stephen Isserles with the London Symphony Orchestra and Michael Tilson Thomas.
Thank you.
Michael Tilson Thomas and Dudley Moore were the pianists, with the London Symphony Orchestra, Stephen Isserles the cellist, performing Camille Saint-Saëns' The Swan from Carnival of the Animals, and that was the swan song of Lady Augusta Bracknell, a wonderful stalwart character in The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, and that play opens at the Old Town Playhouse on September the 13th. Many thanks to Betsy Willis for bringing Lady Bracknell into the studio today. I hope you enjoyed that.